Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Jesuit Roundup Experience. I'm your host, Griffin Tabor, class of 24, alongside Ben Epic. Today, on February 27th, we, as a podcast group, are interviewing our fellow new class president, Chris Symington.
What's up, what's up?
Alongside Vice President.
How's it going? Happy to be here, y'all.
Okay, so we're going to get started off with a pretty easy question. What motivated you to run for student body president and vice president?
So I'll start it off. My name is Chris Symington, as Griff just said. What kind of motivated me was, you know, I really wanted to kind of make an impact on the school, and I had one of my best friends, Drew Noonan, since coming here at Jesuit. I thought he would be a great running mate, and I was kind of like, you know what, I think we'd make a perfect team, and that kind of motivated me to kind of, you know, say, why not? Let's get it.
Yeah, 100% with what Chris has to say. As Griff introduced me, I'm Drew Noonan. And completely agree with what Chris has to say. You know, Chris and I combined have over 5 years of experience on the Jesuit Student Body Council. And so we know how it works. We know how to implement goals and strategies to achieve results. And we believe that we could make and, you know, infuse the most good into the school and just be kind of positive leadership roles, which, you know, what we kind of aim to strive for. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Drew, you spoke to some of the goals you have. What are those goals?
So there's definitely a list of them with varying importance that we're working on. Of course, one of them is trying to make sure that the student body knows and is aware that the student council is working for them. You know, as student council president and vice president, Chris and I's job is to make sure that the student body needs, their needs as a whole are met. And so one of our main goals is making sure that making sure that all the students are happy and that everything that's going on here at Jesuit within the school itself, you know, everything from the food to extracurriculars are being on par with what the students demand and require, because Jesuit's a home of really proficient, really just real strong, powerful students that are also athletes. And so that comes with a lot of work, and we want to make sure that we can kind of work for the student body.
Chris, I know both of you are multi-sport athletes, but Chris, I know you spend a lot of time on athletics. How do you plan on balancing athletics and extracurriculars in school with your job as student body president?
Well, I think from my experience, balancing school and athletics and then alongside student council has never really been an issue, especially because, you know, I also play an instrument, so I have to also balance that too. So starting from day one, that's never really been an issue. But also having my partner Drew, being able to kind of rely on him to pick up some of the tasks that'll be crucial in being a great student council and kind of, you know, levying out tasks for our different members, because collectively that's kind of what makes the student council great, not just one person, but the whole student council. So I'm going to try my best, so sure.
Absolutely, yeah. Chris and I work as a team. We're unified. We communicate well. I think that's, again, one of the reasons that you mentioned earlier why we ran is, you know, because we identified that we have that teamwork, that brotherhood between the two of us. And so, you know, we'll pick up where the other one leaves off. If he has a busy week 1 week, I'll pick up a slack and vice versa. So that's just kind of something special that we have here. And I believe also Chris and I have a great connection with a lot of the younger guys on the council. And so the council as a whole is really, really strong right now.
And I think that kind of partly comes from the guys who have come before us, and we've learned what they've done really well, and we've had really great leaders like Joey Trigiani, we've had Sam Dunkerley, we've had Patrick Bennett, then this year we've had Raul and Michael Matthew, two great leaders, and then we had Humbert, Jose, Dev. So just having those great guys and seeing what they have done so great, and kind of also seeing their opportunities or some advice they give to us to, you know, continue down the path and just continue to improve. So I think that's also how we're going to become a great
student
council.
And mentorship really comes in handy, yeah. Especially, you know, influencing you guys to pick up a huge role now. Mm-hmm. Talk to me, what really separated you from the guys that also ran, that also put a lot of time and effort towards it? What made you guys, you know, stick out, but also just different compared to everybody else?
Well, I think everybody who ran was an excellent candidate. I think Drew kind of grew me on this. This was probably, I think, one of the most competitive races I've ever seen in kind of Jesuit history.
Without a doubt.
Every guy was super qualified. I mean, you got the kind of wild card round with Logan and Sammy. And you got Mark and Goose, who are like the just consistent guys, always on it, the guys you can really count on. And then you have Krug and Jack Bradshaw, who are just excellent guys. And I think we were super lucky to be able to win. But I think what maybe separates us is, gosh, that's a hard question. I just think we work so well together that I just maybe we have just a type of chemistry where the other guys just don't have that. But I think just all in all, everybody was so great, and it was just a really good race.
I know one thing that does separate you is we did some digging, and you're the first Black student body president in 28 years. Do you think that contributed to your winning, and also is that like a thing you're very proud of, that you're the first one?
Oh, I think maybe that helped me in certain populations, like maybe the more minority type groups, but I think also being able to get the Caucasian vote also was important. But that's something I'm super proud of. But I don't want it to also be a determining factor why people voted for me. I want to continue to progress on that. I think it's a extremely great achievement. Like you said, first in 28 years, you know, that's a lot of history and a lot of years that just has gone on. So I think that's just something to really be proud of. But I'm going to continue to implement great laws and kind of great things, and not let that be the only thing that I'm known for.
Of course. Do you think there's a mark that is going to start happening more often, not just every 28 years?
Yeah, and that's something I've really wanted to – that's part of also why I ran. I wanted to kind of make it known that, you know, minorities can really run for offices and make that impact. I know Goose is you know, he's Hispanic, and just knowing that and seeing that – us and some of the other minorities are coming out in political offices, and that was kind of really important, because whenever somebody sees Jesuit and they see me and Drew and they see my face, and I'm Black, that's kind of really important, and they're saying like, oh, there's this face other than someone being white. And I think that's really cool and kind of really changing the dynamic.
Chris, you mentioned political offices. But I think not only that, but leadership as a whole here. I feel like top down, you know, I think I want, you know, Chris and I want to make sure that everybody, no matter your background, no matter your standing, no matter where you live, no matter your height, whatever, we want to make sure that you are encouraged to be a leader at Jesuit. Because Jesuit, you can go look at the profiles of the Jesuit grad, and leadership and being a leader and having that trait is something that we cultivate really well here. Yeah. No matter who you are. And I think we want to keep making sure that is one of the priorities that the student body has, because that's a trait that will set the person, you know, we're a college preparatory school, and being a leader is a trait that will not only help the person in college, but in life itself.
Yeah, and it's, I think, you said it perfectly. It shouldn't be something that you see on the outside that determines someone being a leader. It should be something that comes within, and how they motivate others and how they really try to implement strategies and these different things and solutions to problems that will truly make that situation better, or whatever topic you're talking about. And I think that's just so important.
I mean, like you guys said, we were freshmen just a couple of years ago, and the fact that, COVID. You know, how fast our high school career has really flown by. Talk to me, how are you guys going to inspire, you know, the class of 25, class of 26, and even when the class of 27 comes through the doors in a couple of months, what is your goal, and how are you going to, you know, set a good example ahead?
So there's kind of two parts to that answer. One, student body in and of itself, student council, we host the freshman mixer. And so getting the new guys in, getting them to the door, getting them used to the brotherhood, kind of just getting them on campus, really, getting them feel the excitement and the energy that we have here at Jesuit, it's really special, and something that we work real hard on. We set it up, we tear it down, we facilitate it, all of that. And so the student council as a whole is known for making the freshman mixer, and we try every year to add new games and exciting opportunities. But outside from just the freshman mixer in and of itself, Chris and I, you know, between our sports and our classes, you know, I take classes that have younger guys in them. You know, I've taken classes in the past that have had older guys in them, whether it be an elective or, you know, a language class. Chris and I were both on varsity sports that have, you know, all different grade levels in there and that have a freshman aspect to it. You know, we're friends with kids from all of the different grades. I think that's something special that, you know, to go back on one of your earlier questions, what kind of separated us is we try and be a representative of the body, student body as a whole, no matter what grade you're in. We know everyone's at different stages in their lives, in their high school lives, and Chris and I try and adapt per person, per grade level, to try and work as best we can with you, irregardless of your grade.
Yeah, and I think, once again, Drew giving the perfect answer. One thing we were thinking on doing was doing the rally with the class of 2027, something Mrs. Siegel proposed. And we just thought that would be something great to get in front of the new faces of the upcoming class and kind of show them kind of some of the leaders of the school. And that's just another opportunity. And then, like Drew said, we're varsity athletes and we're involved with different stuff. Like me personally, I'm in band, so definitely getting those incoming freshmen for next year in band will be great. And then Drew's also in track and stuff like that. And there's always huge population of kids that come out there. So, yeah.
Not just getting in front of the kids as leaders, but as friends, really. Yeah, you know, yeah. Coming into high school, particularly one that's as big and as well-rounded as Jesuit, you know, can be challenging, can be scary.
Yeah.
And so we want to just be like, hey, you know, here's a face you can recognize that's here for you, that's looking out for you.
A friend.
Yeah,
a friend
absolutely.
They can really count on and really value them more than just like a face to kind of for us to look at, or really just have them as someone they can count on and be a Jesuit brother and really inspire them. This is a school about community.
Yeah, although Chris and I are incredibly honored to have the title of president and vice president respectively, we're not up on a pedestal. We're not better than everybody. We're just your Jesuit student, and you know that's what our jobs are, is to embody the Jesuit students, and we try our best to do that.
I think that's probably a big reason why you guys won, because you guys have such like a personable and demeanor with everyone you meet. So I think that's definitely contributed to you guys winning.
And I'm gonna shift gears. Man, that entire week of that anticipation of building when voting came was, I mean, pretty, you know, it was pretty exciting. It's sometimes, like, in classes, I'd hear a lot of negative things. You know, how did you guys take the negativity? Because, you know, people always had that stereotype about how Hope Squad is Hope Squad, and, you know, it's not this great organization, and it's, like, a higher up. Talk to me, you know.
So Hope Squad and Student Council are two completely different things. First off and foremost, they are two wildly different things, wildly different organizations led by different people that promote different roles and goals within the school. So first and foremost, there's a separate distinction between Hope Squad and Student Council. Now, people ask the question, why are so many Hope Squad people on the Student Council? Well, if you look at the traits of someone who has been voted into Student Council and asked and being invited into Hope Squad, there's similar traits there. Someone that's charismatic, someone that's friendly, someone that's loving, caring, kind, supportive. And these traits are what make up a good leader on the Student Council and a good friend, a good person to talk to on the Hope Squad. So there's overlap there because of the characteristics of the person in and of themselves, not because of the extracurriculars themselves.
Yeah, Griff, I think what you said is definitely so true. I think no matter what you do in life, there's always going to be some type of criticism. And I definitely feel like the reason for maybe these negative comments towards Hope Squad is possibly a misconception. They think that Hope Squad is maybe just for like publicity, but instead it's really for the sake of influencing these kids that there's really an option to do something else rather than harm yourself. And it's an outlet for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. And I think because we take that so seriously, we wear the lanyards, we wear the pins, we do the events, we do all the extracurricular stuff outside of school, they maybe think that's just a publicity stunt, but it's really something we take serious, and we really cherish that as something we can really call our own and for our community. And like Drew was saying, it shares qualities between Student Council and Hope Squad, hardworking people who really want to make a difference on everything that like we preach about. And it's not just, like I said before, a publicity stunt. It's something we really cherish, and maybe just really educating people on that misconception is maybe going to reduce that criticism. So,
for sure. I think both of you really exemplify all those traits you mentioned. I think we have time for one more question. I'm going to give you guys an easy one. I know in your campaign you promised trying to get more dress down days. I think everyone's kind of wondering what would a dress down day really look like.
So I'm actually the one who proposed this, and then Drew was like, you know what? But I think before, actually, me and Drew were already talking about this, but because I was in the administrative groups with Raul, our former president, for Earsing. So Earsing, I already kind of have a connection with Earsing. So the thing I was proposing was either around homecoming week, we can have different themes, and we can certain days we can dress down on those days, and like maybe a T-shirt representing that specific theme, or maybe a polo, and like, or you can wear a hat with that specific. There's so many options. I think we probably have to sit down and talk more about it. But we have so many ideas for that and how we could kind of pass that through. But until now, until we get like a really official meeting, I think it's really kind of up in the air, but it's something that's like on the top of our list, ensuring that we get that passed.
Right. And a dress down day is going to have different definitions to different people.
Yes.
And we want to make sure that everyone knows that we're working the best we can to increase as much dress down we can in the capacity that we're allotted.
Yeah.
So there's going to be, you know, restrictions that we're going to come across, but we're working to mitigate those as best we can.
And adapting to that and making new solutions to those.
Definitely. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate your time. If you have anything you want to say, final words or anything?
Yeah, just really want to thank you guys again for the opportunity. Chris and I are so happy and honored to be in the job, and we cannot wait to get started and keep working hard for the student body as the student body president and vice president.
I just want to thank you guys again. I know you guys haven't done this in a few years, and I'm really honored as president and then have my vice president, Drew Noonan, right here to support me and support the whole, you know, student council and kind of us representing that as your first guest back. And we're so excited to really implement different stuff and solutions in the school to, you know, just make it a better place and really fulfill our mission on it. So
we want to thank you guys because you guys set a bar to where, you know, other students want to get up to where you're not, like, you know, you guys put up on a pedestal, but you guys are leaders that people look up to. And I feel like that's something that's always forgotten about is, you know, sometimes people, you know, look at a leader and, you know, they criticize what they do and how they handle things. But, you know, you guys really embody a true leader in the class of 24. And
we want to encourage every individual at this school to achieve the most of their abilities. We want to encourage everyone to reach that level of achievement and accomplishment that they want to themselves.
Jesuit for excellence. Let's get it. Thank you, guys.
Thank you to Drew. Thank you to Chris, Griff, and Ben. Signing off.